Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Won't You Date Me? It's a podcast where I explore why I'm so single, because I don't understand it. I love men. I love blowjobs. I love it all. And today I have Will Hines.
Hi. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Will Hines. Oh my God. How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe that we get along so well, because we do get along really well, but I think like we are opposites in so many ways.
Yes.
You are brave and like, and silly and like, I tend more to the robotic sort of, analytical kind of low energy sign.
But I think that's brave. I think it's brave to be in comedy, yes, and not being like, oh, I'm wacky.
That's true. Relative to my comfort zone, I'm very brave.
Okay. Well, Hines, so this is a podcast about how I'm so single.
Yes.
And when I pitched the podcast, I was asked, what if you get into a relationship? And I was like, that's not going to happen. I don't. I don't know why, but like it's relationships, they don't find me.
Relationships baffle me too. So we'll compare notes in our frustrations.
Well, are you on Tinder?
I have been, but I'm not right now. Or maybe I am, but I like deleted the app, so I haven't checked my account or done anything in a long time.
Well, I'm on Tinder.
I think I am on there, but I haven't looked in like a year and a half.
You haven't looked in a year and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be nice to be a man where you could just find people in person. I feel like it's so hard to find people in person.
Everybody I know does like online stuff. Almost everybody I talk to does that.
It's just easier.
I think also there's an age thing. Like I'm 40. I just turned 47 this past weekend. And it's just a whole different world for the plus 40s on Tinder. It's possible. And people
fair.
Do it.
Okay.
And it does happen in other apps too. But like, you know, people have kids, they're divorced, everybody looks sad in their photos, even if they're smiling as big as possible, the joy
they
has gone out of
dead
all of our eyes, mine
smile.
Included. Yeah, just like everybody's face says, I've seen some shit.
Well, I'm divorced.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A ripe 31 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't a real marriage. I married a small little Indian man so he could stay in the country and I could pay my debts, but I didn't pay any debts, but I took improv. Okay, Will, I want you to look at my Tinder profile.
Let's do it.
And if you're listening at home or wherever you listen to podcasts, you could play along too and let me know what you think is right or wrong on my Tinder and Bumble profiles. I have them posted on my Facebook fan page. It is Nicole Byer Comedy on Facebook.com.
This is a... Oh, it's a lovely picture of you. Oh, and you're holding a huge dildo.
Yep, I'm holding a big blue dildo.
I did notice it at first, but now I can't take my eyes off it.
Yeah, swipe through the pictures.
Okay. This is you by Christmas tree. This is just so we can see your whole self, sort
yes,
of like.
Because
I think it's good to be honest.
Yes.
It's like if you look like you're trying to manipulate mm-hmm. or lie, even if it seems like a good profile, people don't like it. So I think
I don't want people to be like, "Oh, she fat." It's like, you know,
yeah,
you can see it. Also, I'm humping the tree, which is like funny.
Oh, yes,
to
you're
me.
Also funny. You're humping the Christmas tree. Now, mirror selfie. It's really pretty.
Thank you. My makeup looked really great.
Yeah,
and
you
I was
have
like,
great makeup.
The world should know.
I feel okay. Now here's one where you're climbing a bookshelf and I guess showing your ass.
Yes, and I'm wearing a onesie.
You're wearing a onesie and you're it really shows your behind.
I have a
well.
Very big butt, and I was like, they need to know.
I think that's good info for the Tinder
okay.
crowd.
Great, great.
If I see this profile, I'm like, this girl is. She's very businesslike. She's saying, look, here's what I got. Hang on. The next one is you in a big, like, heart seat.
Uh-huh.
And it looks it looks like funny, and you're smiling, and it's a good view of your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's you making a little kissy face next to a dog.
Yep, my little dog, Clyde.
It's very pretty.
I figured it was like, okay, so if you made it that far, I'll give you what you probably want, a picture of a dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so read my profile.
These pictures are great.
Thank you.
Profile. I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, goodbye emoji, goodbye emoji, goodbye emoji. And then what's this next one?
The lady just being like, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, yeah. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. DTF, colon, down to figure skate, or fuck, or farm, or fly a kite, whichever is easier.
I'm so all pleased right. with myself.
This is a great profile.
Ah, yes!
I think one of the main... So I was only on Tinder for like 3 months, and I
okay.
did date somebody from it. But all my relationships are strange, so I don't necessarily... I'm not an expert in Tinder, but I do remember noticing like... Happiness is a big thing, just
mm-hmm.
like joy. Like even if somebody was like really attractive or seemed like a good match, if they
mm-hmm.
seemed kind of sour, I wasn't as interested.
Okay.
And I probably tend to like sort of your sourpuss kind of people. I
mm-hmm.
like your sort of like introspective bookish ones, but it doesn't matter. On Tinder, you got to smile.
Okay, got to
smile. It's
got to
be happy. And this is really happy.
Okay.
And you seem like happy with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like very comfortable with yourself. I think this
okay.
is a good-
great.
This is a good profile, and it's really funny, and it's funny in a way that's true to you. It's not
mm-hmm.
like trying to be funny in some fake way. You know, like I remember when I was trying to do Tinder profiles, I would try to sound like smarter than I was or more
mm-hmm.
clever than I was, and I think people can smell the posturing.
Yes.
That's no good. You
I try
be...
to just be like, this is me. This is what I find funny. And let's have fun. But do you think I should switch the dick picture to something else? But I figure it's a good conversation starter.
It's really funny. It's a lot, though. It's a really big dildo. It's very prominent.
And
I think it might be a good surprise. I think it might be a good second swipe.
Ah, okay. So maybe I won't have it as the first picture.
I think your first picture should be your happiest picture.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is that me climbing the bookshelf?
Might be with your big old booty hanging out there climbing the bookshelf. That might be a good first one.
Okay.
I was like, the mirror selfie might not be bad. Now maybe you're not smiling enough in that one.
Okay.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, that bookshelf one is pretty great.
I mean,
you look really happy in it.
The pictures where I look the happiest, I'm also always doing the dumbest thing.
But that's,
and I don't
that's,
know
that's
why.
Who you are, though, right? So if
yeah.
somebody...
Okay, I'm going to show you my Bumble profile.
Okay, now what's the difference between Bumble and Tinder? Is Bumble where the women can pick... They have to initiate or
yes.
something?
Yes, so the women have to initiate and... For whatever reason, I match with men, and then they don't answer back. I'm going to have you read a couple messages.
Okay.
But that's
here's
my profile first.
Oh, nice, happy, smiling one. But we get a clear look at you, so we can
yes.
see your
body
type and, like, your – but your face and your makeup look great. And,
thank you.
And you look great. This is a good –
thank you.
If I saw this picture, I'm like, okay, I know what she looks like. That's,
okay.
That's good. Okay, the bookshelf booty one again, number two. the dildo one, but the dildo's cropped out, so it's just
for whatever reason Bumble wouldn't.
That wasn't a choice. No, you just
Bumble
couldn't get
was
it in
like,
there.
Hey, this is a
so
class
there's just
your
two
site.
Testicles in the bottom left end, but if you only saw this picture, you don't know that's what you're looking at. Then there's you and a beach ball. It's kind of a nice, content, happy one. I like that. There's you with ET. I love that picture.
Thank you. I look like crazy in that picture.
No. You look like you're having fun. I don't think you look crazy. You probably look crazy. You're holding a big dildo.
Okay, fair.
Here's you with your phone. Your phone's very fun. What does it say in the back?
It says fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Just staying on brand.
Why did I ask? Oh, my God. And this is long extensions in this one.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's how I had my hair over the summer, and I was like...
I think you should show a variety of hairstyles, because that's so much a part of your look. Like, you switch it up enough that...
I love changing this hair.
Yes, I feel like, okay, these are great pictures.
Okay, so Will Hines thinks I got great pictures. Now read the profile.
About.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to have fun. Like, literally always. There's never a time when I'm not trying to have fun. Also, I like tattoos. Fun ones. I think this could be better.
Okay.
But it's not bad. Like it's
okay.
Your Tinder one is so perfect. Like I
you think the Tinder one's perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was trying to like, I don't know, maybe class it up a little bit on Bumble, and I didn't know what to write other
but
than
the Tinder
like,
one's not too unclassy.
Well, it said I was DTF, which
yeah,
is
but
like
then you
down
say,
to fuck.
But then you say, what's
I guess farm, fly kite, figure
and the
skate.
First one you figure skate it. You say figure
okay.
skating.
All right. So maybe I'll import my Tinder profile.
Yeah. This one's not as.
It's
not as funny in the way that you are funny. It is funny, but like, I know you, and this doesn't. The Tinder one I read, I'm like, yep, that's Nicole.
All right.
I read this one, I'm like, nah, that's not Nicole.
Maybe I'm trying to pretend to be somebody else on Bumble.
No, you're just being polite. I think.
I'm trying.
It's hard to know, like, context is so hard on the internet. Like, just how. What are their base assumptions before you even say anything? Like in real life, there's your voice and there's the hanging out and there's like nonverbal information and like it's you have to pose a little bit. There's no other way to do it.
And then I started going on a lot of dates. I didn't realize how jarring it was to hear these people's voices in person.
Oh yeah.
I went on one date with this man who truly sounded like this. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. And then I went on a date with another man who smelled like a dish rag. He smelled like a dirty dish rag.
And that doesn't come through in the pictures.
It was terrible. Yeah, he looked so much better in the pictures, and I was really
into
it.
I went on like 6 or 7 dates on Tinder, maybe like 8. And most of them were like just sort of fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were nice, and I thought being pretty honest about what they were kind of looking for and hoping for. But I just don't like anybody. It takes me a long time to let my guard down and really feel comfortable. There wasn't like anybody that I was like, this is a terrible person or like – but I just was not excited about seeing them again, and so I didn't call them. And one woman really let me have it over the app. She said, how big are your balls to not call me back? Because we did have like a ton in common.
Love it.
Like,
well, how
on
many
paper,
dates did you go on?
One.
Oh, then I think that's fine. I think it's fine
we
not
met for,
to –
all these dates were for coffee. I don't drink. I quit drinking like 4 years ago or something. So it was like just for coffee. And then, she was mad. I mean, because we did have, like, a lot in common in the car. I could see where I thought she was probably like, that went great. We're definitely going to go out again. And then I didn't contact her.
Well,
so she was pissed off.
I feel like one date, there's nothing. Like, there's
you
no
You definitely
investment.
Don't have an obligation
it's one
for
date.
One date after meeting on an online profile.
I went on 6 dates with a guy who then ghosted me. And I was like, I feel like you owe me a little bit more than
you
that.
Definitely, yes.
Because all of our dates were like 4 hours plus. It was like a part-time job at that point.
Yeah.
I spent like 18 hours at the kid. And I was like, and you can't.
Yeah.
Just a little text. That's
but, you know, it is
like,
tough. It is tough because, like, I've also had people overly explain why they don't want to see you after one. That's no good either.
Well, after one,
if it's just one, I think you can ghost.
Yes, that's fine.
And that is
I think up to 3 you can ghost.
Yeah, you're right on the line there.
But, like,
depends how long they've been.
I don't know,
you should say something at 3.
He's sober, and he told me that he was concentrating on, like, his sobriety and work or whatever.
Maybe.
But just...
After you confronted him.
Well, so he said So I was like, are we hanging out this weekend? And he was like, I have a lot of work. And I was like, hey, dum-dum, correct answer is I have a lot of work, but I want to see you. And then he's like, ouch, it's been great getting to know you, but I want to concentrate on my work and my sobriety. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I guess we're not going to talk anymore. And then there was nothing. But then he like told me about this book that helped me like really, truly quit smoking because I'd been like on and off.
Okay.
But I quit smoking.
You did. And, oh, congrats.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
Like one of the hardest things to do, right?
Man, it was really hard. And then I started again.
Is this
and
the,
then I was like,
what's
it's Alan Carr.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard about
the
this.
Easy way to quit smoking.
I think Anthony Tamanik used that same method.
It's really great. He keeps talking about this easy way, but then there is... It's not explicitly like, here's the easy way. It's just you read the book, you're like, oh, yeah, this is bad. I shouldn't do this anymore.
It just scares you out of it.
It doesn't really scare you out of it. I think what I got out of it was I could smoke. I could go buy a pack of cigarettes, but then all you're doing is just inhaling terrible, gross smoke that does what for you? Truly nothing, because it's like you smoke when you're stressed. You smoke when you're happy. And it's
it doesn't solve any problems.
No, it doesn't. And
it doesn't give you anything.
No.
A cup of coffee gives you energy in the short term.
Gives you a little
At whatever cost in the long term. Mm-hmm. That's up to you to decide. But
cigarette
gives you zero.
Truly does nothing.
Alcohol can ease your nerves.
But also, it's poison.
It's poison. But I'm just saying, like, if you're just going to... There's not even a short-term gain from cigarettes.
No. Yeah. Like, there is a short-term. Like, seconds. The seconds after you're... Actually, like, the full... time you're smoking it, you love it, and then after I'm done smoking, without fail, I'd be like, oh, I gotta sit down. This I don't feel good.
Yeah,
it's bad. And then I'm not drinking right now, but that's just specifically because I start shooting on the 25th, and I wish someone had told me last year, don't drink and get on a treadmill, not to like lose weight, but just to be like
have
stamina.
Energy.
Like
you really need
stamina for
be
this.
Like, yeah,
it's hard.
Oh, that's I didn't think about that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you're the star of the show, so you're in every scene. You got to deliver
scene.
Constantly.
Yeah, like 16-hour days every day.
Oof.
But I love it. It's what I want to do.
Yes, yes. But it makes sense you want to have...
But yeah, just to like get there and like be okay.
Okay, so this guy all of a sudden after six dates is like, well, now I'm working on my... But he wasn't working on the sobriety for the last 6 days?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we had a lot in common and we talked a lot. We talked... so much. And I think the most infuriating thing was I didn't have to put anything on. Like, he knew who I was. He knew that I did comedy.
Right.
It was just easy peasy. We got along. And then I was just like, but what happened? So then I sent him a long text that I was like, I know you're trying to work on your shit, but like, I liked hanging out with you. I think you're cute. I think you're funny. And oh, baby, that's a good combo. Nothing. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess that's done. And truly, everyone else I have talked to and matched with since then has been like just a dumpster idiot.
Yeah.
Like just truly the worst.
The worst. I never had anybody who was the worst. Like, what do you mean by the worst? Like, they're just like, they're idiots? So you're super smart and funny. So you need someone who can like hang.
Someone
who can like chat.
Yes. Someone who
somewhat,
can
right? Like,
understand
at least-
that. If I ask you a question over this fucking app, that if you just answer it, you are ending the conversation. I need you to know yes and. Answer the question and then add information or ask me a question.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Have you ever dated somebody wildly different in age? Over 10 years?
No. Everyone I've dated has either been...
like within 10 years.
My age, like within a year.
Within a year, yeah.
Yeah.
I've dated people... so I'm 47. I've dated people like... I'm going to say within my age is actually... 10 years younger to my age, like 37 to my age, like relative to the adult life. That's like, I'm going to call that like age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then I've also dated younger, like 27 to 37. Mm-hmm. And I've gone on a couple dates with people who are like 25, which is like a lot younger.
How's that?
It's exciting. but it feels dumb. It's kind of like,
I feel like it would be so
it starts
dumb.
To feel
I'd
paternal.
Be like, you don't understand anything I do.
It's not quite that. It's just sort of like you're coming from a different place on everything. People are actually totally nice, but it's just,
I feel like when you go too young, everyone's stupid and they don't know anything and they don't have any money.
I have found that once a girl's a lot younger than me, they don't ask anything about me. They don't even ask one question, and I don't know if it's like they feel like it's rude or they're just not interested or whatever, but like at least someone who's like age appropriate goes through the motions of just goes through the motions, or maybe is even genuinely interested, saying like, "What do you think about this?" or "What happened to you in this regard?" or something, or like, "What did you do today?"
Maybe youthful
but that doesn't
people
happen.
Are just selfish.
I think,
don't know. I want an older man. I think I need a dude with like money. I like his own money.
That'd be great.
A job.
How much does that affect what you think about a guy?
It doesn't affect money. What I think about him. It affects how, like, long term. Like, in the moment, I don't mind if you have money, whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to go on vacation. I just bought a house. I'm okay financially. So it's like, I don't want to date a dude who's just like, hey, I can't. Like, if I'm going to Denver for a weekend to do shows, I would love to be like, can you come with me for the weekend?
Yeah.
And it would suck to have a partner.
And you
be
don't
like,
have to, like,
I
pay
can't.
For everything yes. and, like, carry this person. Yeah, yeah. You want self-sufficiency, maybe, is the word we're looking for.
Yes. I was dating a
dude. You don't need somebody to take care of you financially, but you need to know that this guy's got his shit together.
Yeah. And I don't want to take care of anyone else financially.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
Makes sense.
Generous, but like it comes to a point
you don't want to be buying tons of plane tickets and stuff like that. That's
I was dating this dude on and off for a while who would constantly be like, wouldn't it be so nice if I could come with you to X, Y, and Z? And I'd be like, yeah, it would be really nice.
Yeah.
And then there was one time where I offered to pay for his like ticket, and then he like made up this excuse, and then I was like, well, it's either you want to come or you don't want to come. Is it a pride thing? And then that's a fucking whole conversation when money is a shitty conversation.
Yeah,
to have
money
with
makes
people.
Everybody have to be like indirect.
Yes.
And it makes people feel guilty and resentful. Yeah, it can.
And I'm pretty like open. I'm
so
like.
So you just want the guy to have enough money where that's not a factor.
Yes, where we don't ever have to fucking talk about like who's paying for what or whatever.
I always assume that women really think about that a lot and that like my own. You know, because I'm like an actor and trying to be a writer. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, like entertainment business. So sometimes I feel like I'm doing well.
You do know.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm doing well, sometimes I don't. And as a guy, I get self-conscious about it. Like, I don't have a ton of money, or I don't know what I'm going to have in the next 2 years. So that like changes everything, I guess.
Could go on a vacation a year.
I'm at the level, I have enough that you wouldn't be worried about me.
Okay.
But I feel like sometimes women are like, can you be a provider? Like, if I have a kid or we have kids, are you going to be able to do something about that? And I'm like, maybe.
Well, okay. I feel like that's a whole different conversation.
That's a whole other thing beyond
dating.
I don't
want kids. Kids are terrible. They're truly literal monsters. Okay. So on Bumble, the only people I've had conversations with are people I know.
Yeah, okay. People you know, like you see them on Bumble, you're like, oh, I know this person.
Yeah, I always swipe yes to people I know just to be like, hi, isn't this awful? So I matched with these guys on Bumble and I thought I had written some adorable little things. So Dan is, he moved here from New York a year ago. He produces music for TV. So I was like, all right, produces music for TV.
Cool.
So I wrote to him, hate to stun on you, but I'm pretty musical too. I could play the melody of My Heart Will Go On without sheet music. And that's in all caps. And he never responded.
Yeah.
Is that a good opening? Was I too aggressive?
Say it again. So let me hear it again.
Hate to stun on you, but I'm pretty musical too. I can play the melody of My Heart Will Go On without sheet music.
Funny.
Is that too braggy, too mean?
It's not braggy.
No,
is that
right?
The opening? Is that your opening salvo?
What?
Is that how you started it?
Yes.
I think that's... Is this guy funny?
I don't know.
I think that could...
He says he's... Okay.
No, I think like that might be too funny for the first line.
Oh.
It's like too clever. It's like it starts a one-upmanship thing where you got to be clever back. If I wasn't in the mood, I'd be like, I'm not in the mood to like perform in this like text thing.
Okay.
If I wasn't really feeling it and I got that, I'd shrug my shoulders and be like, ugh,
I'm not in
the mood.
Okay, so
that might be like a little too
less funny.
Well, just like you have to, you know, there's like funny, which is sort of like inviting and open and like I'm calling out the awkwardness and I'm trying to put you at ease. And then there's like, let's show off together. Like, let's perform together. And I think you shouldn't open with the perform together kind of funny.
Okay.
It's like, it's just like, I'm going to make you feel better about the current moment, which you're like a genius at.
I feel like when
I watch you do stand up and like when you start off, you have a real good sense of what the audience is thinking and like speaking to it. And everybody feels like they're friends with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a very nice compliment.
Don't you feel like that's something you do well? I think you do
that very
well.
I try to read the room.
Yeah, I think you're good at it. That's why you're good at improv too. Like you read the, you're like, oh, I know what they're paying attention to. It's this.
It's hard. It's hard to stay in tune with people. So here's another Bumble message about that a man didn't respond to. So his profile says, archaeologist, puppy rescue, pizza purveyor? Is that a word? Yeah. Am I saying that wrong?
It's like someone who sells pizza.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's cousin, I'll eat your pussy till you die, then make you pancakes. 6'1", great hair, chocolate, soul music, sandwiches, Legos, and perky girls with nice butts. I thought that was a very funny profile.
Yeah, I love that.
So I wrote, you eat pussy till women die? Why are you killing all these women in the streets? Oh, wait, why are you in the streets killing all these women? Which I thought was funny.
It is funny.
And then he didn't respond.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, Will Hines.
Okay, I have advice for this.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's the same thing. Like, it's your walls are up in that message.
Oh, okay.
Your walls up. Like, you're trying to... I mean, it's not... I mean, it's nice. You're being funny. You're showing your personality. It's not like... It's practical. But it's not... You got to... You need to ask him a question that he'll answer.
Ah.
That he wants to answer, you know, that he'll okay. Even if he's not sure if he's interested, he wants to answer the question.
Okay.
So it's something like, why do you say purveyor?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that sounds better than pizza seller? Maybe that's a little too judgy, but like
okay.
Something where he wants to answer it.
Okay. Good advice.
Did you include the eat pussy till you die? Did your female friends tell you to include that? I think that's funny or okay. Something like that. But that you're letting him answer. Then you can be funny later. Like, you'll be funny okay. Whenever you want. Like, that's easy for you.
So that is that why a lot of gentlemen will start a conversation with, how's your week going?
Yes.
Which I find it's so infuriating.
Yes, yes. That's the laziest aspect of it. You have the way you're supposed to do it is like mm-hmm. Something that they've given you. It's a yes and thing. Something they gave you, use it to prompt another piece of information,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this would be the most boring one, but like, well, what was yours on Bumble? They don't see your Bumble profile, right? You have to get in touch with them.
They can see my Bumble profile.
But they can't get in touch with
but
you.
Yes, they can't.
Can they indicate they're interested, but.
We match, and that's how they indicate that they're interested in you. My Bumble profile says a bunch of fun things that I like fun. What does it say? Always trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, literally always. There's never a time when I'm not trying to have fun. Also, I like tattoos, fun ones.
Okay, so I would yes and the tattoos thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, you say you like tattoos. Do you have any? I've always been scared to get them.
Ah, yeah,
and
that's
then
good.
See what you would say.
That's good.
But you're right. Tattoos. If someone just is like, how was your week? That's like so lazy.
It's so lazy.
You got to put a little work into it.
But then it forces me to get creative, though. Be like, oh,
yeah,
no,
that's
here's
no good.
What
that's
I did.
No good. Yeah, your funniness is unconsciously communicating, like, I'm ready to perform for you, but I'm not showing any interest in things about you.
It's very annoying. Will Hines, are you dating someone right now?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, here's the thing. For the last, like, year and a half, maybe even 2 years, I've sort of been on and off with a couple of people.
Ah.
And sometimes those on and offs are announced and declared. And then sometimes they kind of just fade in and out.
Mm.
And after that's happened a couple of times, it's hard to know.
Interesting.
I think I am not dating anybody.
But wait, like, how many ladies are there?
There's pretty much just one.
Oh, okay.
But there's been times where there's been like two.
Ooh.
Maybe three.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, but I'm not like sleeping with all these people. They're not like fully happening.
Okay.
Like they'll be like someone that I have slept with and was seeing and we called it off and then maybe we're gonna sleep together again and maybe that's it. Oh, but now maybe it's starting again. Oh, but no, it's not starting. One of those. And then somebody where it's like, we're just hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but now we've done that enough that maybe it's not just that. Maybe we're lying. And then they'll sometimes both of those situations will be weird, and I'll be like, I got to ask out somebody normal and try to make this normal. And I'll ask somebody out and sit down and have like a formal, like, coffee date with somebody, you know. And then none of them have ever manifested into full relationship.
Maybe I gotta do coffee dates. I do nighttime.
That's better. If
drinks.
I drank, I'd still do it. Like the time I miss drinking the most is a first date,
because
just like a beer or a drink. To like make you relax a little bit is like what alcohol is for. That is like the main purpose of alcohol. I
kind of like not drinking on first dates now.
Yeah.
I've been forcing myself to do it so I could just be like, what are you actually like?
Yes. I feel the same way. The awkwardness that you feel the trade-off of that is you get to know the person more real. Mm-hmm. And you get to know your own feelings more real. You're like, do I really like this person? Because mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm on a date, I'll feel guilty. I'll be like, I should like this person. Mm-hmm. But do I really? But I got to be honest. Because like, I can't lie to my – the truth's going to come out.
For whatever reason – okay, does this happen to you? When you actually like someone, you become the most awkward version of yourself?
Of course, yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah, that happens to me.
I'm usually pretty like, whatever. I don't care.
Okay, but I think you are – am I wrong about this? I feel like you are yourself all the time. Like, I feel like you're very, very good at walking into a situation, assessing what you feel and think about it, mm-hmm. and then either announcing it or just knowing it in your head.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. Like, I am very frequently, like, fraught with, like, what should I feel or do? what is my responsibility here? I'm trying to work on myself. I don't trust my first instinct. Like, mm-hmm. I doubt myself a lot.
Oh, no. First instinct, I'm good. I'm golden.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so,
trust
like,
it.
You have lots of practice being yourself. The thing about meeting someone that you really like is all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want them to know me, mm-hmm. you know? But then if you don't have practice at that mm-hmm. and you're trying to brush away all these, like, things, it gets confusing.
Yeah, I guess it
and
would.
Then you get awkward. You're like, well, suddenly you're aware of your hands, uh-huh. and you're like, why am I saying a lot? Like,
I made this one guy dinner that I really liked, and
that's very sweet.
Thanks. I realized I can't cook with people watching me. That's, I guess, a thing about me.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden I was like, how do you boil water?
Yeah.
Do you put salt in it? He's like, yeah. And then I had very long braids at the time, and they kept swinging near the flame. He'd be like, your hair. And I'd be like, okay. So then it was like stuck in my armpit. And then I was trying to make meatballs, and then I just threw them in a saucepan. He's like, you have to put them in the microwave. And I was like, well, that's what I do when I'm alone. But when you cook for people, don't you want to heat things up on the stove? It was just like...
What kind of guys do you like physically?
Physically?
Like, perfect world.
In a perfect world.
Yeah. Who is alluring to you?
The brawny man.
Okay.
I like...
The brawny man, like the lumberjack mustachio dude?
I like a guy who's taller than me.
I noticed that online. So many women say, I want someone taller than me.
I prefer
That's like
it.
One of the few physical things that were said by many, many women unapologetically. They're like, do not lie about your height.
Don't lie about... Well, I mean, I could date someone who is my height or shorter.
Yeah.
I just prefer.
Right, right.
I'm a bigger lady, and I like the height, because the height kind of makes me feel... I don't need to feel smaller.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, bigger, I'm louder,
dominant. My limited experience, women, they have a preferred body type and look, mm-hmm. but they're pretty forgiving on shape of the body, relatively mm-hmm. speaking. They're not forgiving on height. They're like, nope, all things equal, I want some dude that...
Yeah.
Yeah, it really matters.
I think it makes me feel more feminine because I am a pretty masculine person who's...
I don't think that. You're a bold person.
I think I'm pretty masculine. Also, the gynecologist said I have more testosterone in my body. So genetically, I'm more masculine.
Don't listen to doctors. They have like the worst...
But she said I have a lot of testosterone.
That
and I
doesn't
was like,
matter.
That's why I'm so aggressive. I love to gobble dicks.
Don't say gobble dicks.
Why can't I?
I don't know.
Gobble, 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 gobble. That's all I want.
That's not what I can't believe that. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I do like him taller.
Yeah, yeah. Brawny man, all right.
Brawny man, so just like a little a little weight to him.
Can you just tell me if I'm offensive in any way? Does race matter to you? You're a black woman.
That's not offensive. Race does and doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because I've dated black men before. Uh-huh. Who after a while will be like, ugh, why do you talk the way you do? Are you trying to sound better than me? And then it becomes a
whole thing. You sound
too
white?
Yeah, and which is a thing I've been trying to explore in stand-up because it's like, what does sounding white mean? It's just regionalisms.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say water, which is a very East Coast
Jersey
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a white people thing.
Right, that's Jersey, Philadelphia. Are you South Jersey? Nope. Okay.
Some would say
that
South
sounds Philadelphia
Jersey.
To me.
I say
the way you said water sounds Philly to me.
Oh, does it? I mean, my whole the way I learned
whatever.
How to speak is a hodgepodge. My dad
sure.
was from Barbados. My mother was from the South.
Okay,
they met in Chicago.
Yeah,
everybody in my class is from like Staten Island or Long Island.
Right, right, right.
And then there was Jersey people in the mix.
Right, right, right.
But I do genuinely prefer. I don't prefer white guys. I just don't have to have the same conversations about it. But lately.
Okay.
Conversations will happen. We'll talk about white privilege. And then sometimes we'll be like, I don't really believe in it. And I'm like, I don't know if I could continue talking to you.
Yeah.
So now it's just like, I feel I don't know. I have to find a black man who was raised the exact way I was raised or something. Yeah, right now it's been pretty hard to date.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But it sounds to me like race doesn't really – it doesn't sound like a deal-breaker thing to you.
No.
It sounds like you would date a white guy or a black guy.
I would date a dude with a potato for a mother. Like, I
don't care. Well, some people –
don't care.
Some people are attracted to one type or another.
No, I'm attracted to funny, smart, attractive.
Okay, okay.
And makes me feel some kind of way.
I mean, yeah, okay, okay. Cool. The other thing is like – You're bigger, and so like body shape matters to a guy. Some guys love that, and some guys don't. And guys, that's why they're going to date somebody initially, is they feel that pull.
Yep.
I was in Denmark recently teaching improv because I have a weird life. I guess it's not that weird, but it was in Denmark teaching improv, and was at this like improv festival. And I don't drink, right? So there was this after party. And I'll go to the after party and everyone's like really nice. But I'm like, I probably won't stick around too much because everyone's kind of getting drunk and I'm going to just feel left out. Everyone's being totally nice. But I'm sort of starting to get a little bored. Okay, whatever. Fine. And then this beautiful girl comes up to me and starts talking. I'm like, oh, maybe this girl likes me. Then she starts talking about her husband. I'm like, oh, okay, she doesn't like me. But all right, she wants to chat and have a nice conversation. She's asking me all this improv stuff. She's like in love with improv. And she's like, how do you get better at this? How do you get better at that? And blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, she's like, well, I've been quizzing you a bunch. What do you want to know? And I was like, huh, how do you, what's the secret to true love? How did you find love? I was like, this is the only thing I care. I'm leaving this party in like 2 minutes. She's like, huh, I think that, she goes, I have an answer to that. Because I dated my husband, but we were friends, and then we were like dating, and then we broke up, and then we were like exes, and we finally got married. So I've had every mode of interaction with my now husband. And she's like, I think you need two things. There's like something that's like very important to you. You have to identify what it is. She goes, in my case, I need the dude to laugh at me. They need to think I'm funny. I don't care if I think he's funny. He needs to think I'm funny. So I realized that. And then she goes, and also you have to find them alluring. You just have to find them alluring because that gets you through the fights and the bad times. And some people you just find alluring and you don't. And I was like, oh, who's your husband? And this is like a beautiful Danish woman. I was like, this guy is going to be like a looker. You know, she's going to point at like the best looking dude in the room. She pointed at a guy, normal dude, maybe not even as good as normal. Like some schlubby dude. And in my head, I'm like, that dude's alluring? That's alluring to you? Like, you should come to America. You're like, you would clean up. Like, you could do better than this dude.
Yeah, sometimes.
But this dude did it for her, you know? Like, there was something about, like, and then I talked to him, and talked very fast, and he was kind of like a know-it-all. Not mean, but like a little bit of a mansplainer. But then he was polite. He knew enough to back off. And it's like, she must like that, like, sharpness, you know?
Interesting.
His kind of, like, arrogance must be, like, alluring to her. But I always remember that word, alluring.
Alluring.
So, Nicole.
Yes.
The guy has to be allured.
Allured by me.
And if that's not, you can't force it.
Well, I don't even know when someone finds me alluring.
They'll go after it. Haven't you had men go after you?
No, I am usually the aggressor.
Usually, but not always, right?
I've had a couple guys who will chase me, but then I go, oh, great, they're chasing me. I got to chase back. And I think I need to just chill out on that. But also, whenever I date a dude for more than like a couple dates, I always go through their Instagram and find out who they dated prior, just to see if they dated a bigger girl.
Yeah,
because I'm crazy like that.
No, that makes total sense. I understand that.
Because you can't just come out.
I'm
and
an
say,
older balding dude, and if a girl seems to be interested in me, I'm like, have you ever been interested in a balding older dude before? And if they are, I love it. I'm like, thank God.
That's my thing.
Woof.
Okay, well, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to reveal something big.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. So you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me.
So, Will Hines, we've hooked up.
That's true. Ooh-ooh! I don't think most people know that.
No, now the world knows.
People will be surprised.
We made out, and I'll tell you something. I don't know if you know this, but it was a whole plan. I planned
I didn't know that.
This. Yep.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So I knew that you had broken up with your girlfriend at the time.
Yes.
And it had been like a month or two, and I was like, ooh,
2 months, I think.
Oh, was it only 2 months?
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, that means Will Hines is in rebound mode. And we were at the ECNY Awards, the Excellence in Comedy, New York Comedy, whatever. And you were there, and I was there with my lady group doppelganger, Keisha Zoller, and Sashir Zameda.
Yeah, and there was like just lots of New York comedian people hanging out and stuff.
And there was, I think it was like an open bar. There was lots of drinks going.
Yeah, there was lots of drinks. It was an after party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I looked gorgeous. And I said to Keisha, I was like, I wonder if Will Hines likes black women, because I know he's dated non-white women before. And she was like, well, I'll go figure it out.
Yes, she asked me. I remember that. Keisha just came up and said, do you like black women? I was like, is Keisha hitting on me? I was like, but she's, so, you know, Keisha, she's like, so like, just like academic. Mm-hmm. I was like, it sounded like an interview. It's like, Keisha's not hitting on me. She's just like, doing a paper or something like that.
What she was doing was part of my plan, which is yes, to plant I remember a seed her. I in remember your her head. Asking
that. Yeah, yeah.
So you would think about it all night. So then when I was like, we should make out, you'd be like, huh, oh, that's why that question happened. And it would like disarm you a little bit and I would get what I wanted.
It worked like a charm.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at getting what I want, specifically.
Short term, at least.
Short, very, very short term.
So yeah, we made out. Wasn't it raining? No, it was just night.
It was nighttime. I don't think it was raining.
We were under a doorway.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a very good kiss. You're a very good kisser, Will Hines.
Thank you, Nicole.
So how come you didn't date me?
Well, boy, what an incredibly awkward question to be asked while being recorded. I mean, you've never asked me this in real life.
Nope, but I figured you can't run away.
No,
you can't
I love it.
To me.
No, yeah.
I mean, you could.
I guess I could lie to you, but the world will know. God hears you when you say it on a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I guess... And you can't hurt my feelings and you can't offend me. Because it was, what, 8 years ago?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was 6 years ago. It was April of 2011. I'm like weird with dates and stuff. Well, I remember when I broke up with the relationship. So I can like... Yeah, well, okay. At the time, I was like a wreck. Like that relationship was a big one and I was like, I'd ended it, but I felt guilty about it and I didn't really know what I was doing. And I went in, like I would say for the next year, I was like a mess. I would date people and then break up with them and then beg them back and then like not talk to anybody and then try not to drink and then drink too much. So that particular moment, like, I wasn't going to date anybody.
All right.
And I was so guilty about my past relationship. Just the idea of any responsibility or obligation, I was like, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one reason why. But I'm not going to cop out.
Ooh, baby. Give it to me.
I think another reason is like, it's hard to say because even though I love you and like,
sure,
I love that we're friends and we do improv and I think we do connect in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
And we have more in common than somebody might think.
Uh-huh.
I just wasn't feeling it enough.
Sure.
And here's the hard part. And I think this is true. You have to admit when it's true for you also. If there's a little voice in your head saying, I'm not sure if this is going to work out, you got to listen to that little voice.
I agree.
Because that little voice becomes louder over time until it is heard. And if it's there and the little voice is saying, this isn't it, you just have to listen to it.
I think that's
smart. You can't argue it. And even if you wish it wasn't true, even if you're like, I wish it would work for this person, it would be great if it would work for this person. But you just have to be like, it's not happening. And that's what it was.
Fair. I had a whole fantasy that you would teach me things.
About?
I don't know. I feel like you know a lot of things. And I was like,
just like
oh
information?
Boy, we're going to hang out. We're going to start dating. And Will's going to fill my head with knowledge.
I mean, I
love
like, that.
Isn't. A sexy, like, or romantic.
But it is a sensible fantasy to have with me. It's not like Will Hines is going to, like, rock my world. Will Hines is going to pound me until I, like, orgasm in five ways.
Like I don't know, Will. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? You never know what people are like.
You never know. One night, maybe your dick's just going to be like, ooh, yeah! I know exactly what to do!
I like that you were thinking that. We made out. I remember just being like psyched that it happened. I remember being like weirdly impressed. I was with myself. I was like, man, that was pretty adventurous. And also, you are like one of the funniest people I've ever met. I think you're like one of the truly capital G great comedians that I know. So I was flattered.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just like you're an incredibly, I kind of wanted people to know. I want to be like, oh, you know, Nicole Byer, we made out. Like we made out
baby,
after a party.
Now they know.
Yeah, now they all know. But
and then we worked together after that.
Yeah.
Which was a little awkward.
When was that?
That was I was working at the front desk and you were.
Yes, yes, yes.
The
I was running the school
student,
for UCB.
Yes.
Yeah, the academic supervisor.
Yes, yes, yes.
For the New York classes.
Mm-hmm.
That I felt all right about because I can just compartmentalize a job and you were good at your job. And I don't think actually I was good at my job. But I liked doing
it. Terrible at my job.
Were you?
Oh.
Well, you were good at the
Eric
people
Tenoy
part of it.
I would always be like, can you fax this? And I'd be like, fax. And you'd be like, never mind.
Is that true?
Yes, very bad. I could answer phones and give people
information. But that gave you free classes, right? Or did you get paid?
I got paid, okay, and then I got one free class a year that they didn't tell me till year two.
Ugh, frustrating.
But I was it was like, the most fun. I got to hang out with, like, the funniest people in New York all weekend. It was great. I loved it.
That was a good time of UCB at that place, because mm-hmm. it was centralized. You saw, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Well, all right, let's not get away from the main topic here. So I'll tell you, look, can we just... So I think, like, the guy's got to be allured, and there yes. will be guys who are allured to you. Mm-hmm. Let me just analyze you. It's so easy to analyze other people. The other thing about us, Nicole, is our moms died
yes.
at the same age. You were mm-hmm. 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean to make our experiences equivalent. That's a very traumatic thing. It's very unique to each person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to do it. I'm going to pretend that you've gone through things that I have gone and am going through.
Okay.
And I tell you, like, it really screws with your intimacy when, like, one of your, like, people that you love mm-hmm. is, like, taken away from you. And I guess you could argue that 16 is kind of older, because you're, like, you're getting,
well,
like, smart.
No, because your brain isn't fully developed yet.
Yeah, it's still okay, good,
very
good.
Young.
So it's traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, fucks you up. And it, like, you assume that anybody that you like is going away.
Yes.
You have an – not you, but, like, one – what this
no,
happens
to – No, you
can
say you. I do, because my
has, like,
dad's
an abandonment
also
complex.
Dead.
Yeah.
So, like, when
– my dad's not dead, but I talk to him, like, three times a year.
Well, that's nice, though.
That's true. That's something
I
shouldn't –
You just miss one season.
Yeah. Three seasons of the year, we check in. How's the solstice, I say to him.
But yeah, it does
but,
cause
but
abandonment
think,
issues.
I think it when you like somebody, you give it all up. I'm not saying you, Nicole.
No, I do.
Okay. So I have done this, and I think people who have abandonment issues,
mm-hmm.
when you're like, oh, I think I like this person. Oh, I better like do – I got to put all my eggs mm-hmm. in this basket, because people go away. People leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust people. So like I'm going to – okay, great. I'll do whatever I can to make this happen. But then you're not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also not checking in with, do you even like this person? Like when you first become attracted to somebody, that doesn't mean you're going to actually like
mm-hmm.
them once you get to know them a little bit more. And then they know it. They know they're not seeing the real you. There's not as authentic. So this dude that ghosted you after six times, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had like six talks and then he's all weird or whatever, which is super rude.
Very rude.
However, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. So fuck this dude.
Mm-hmm.
But did you even like six dates? Just
yes.
talking, make it out, kissing?
Talking, making out, kissing. We never had sex.
That's all right. Starting slow is nothing wrong with starting slow. I know that it frustrates you because you want to gobble that dick.
All I want to do is gobble that dick. I literally have a dick earring in my ear.
Yes, but that's starting slow. I don't think it's rude to start slow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's disrespectful on this person's behalf. But like, I think at some point you I don't know about in this case, but you could risk not showing your real self,
mm-hmm.
not like saying when something bothers you, when something doesn't bother you, and then they don't know you. It starts to feel lonely
mm-hmm.
for both people.
I do keep it real though. if I don't like something, I'm going to say it. I very openly just tell my opinion. I don't know how not to. I don't really have a filter.
So you think you were being yourself this whole time?
Oh, absolutely.
You sure?
Yeah.
How about with your feelings about this person? I feel like you put people on a pedestal when you like them and they can do no wrong.
Well, he would do things and I would just be like, you don't have to ever do that again.
Yeah?
Or like he would text something and I'd be like, no, thank you.
Oh, maybe you
the only
all
thing
the time.
I didn't comment on was he would like talk about his ex-girlfriends. And I was like, I don't ever need to hear about
that's
that.
That's totally fair. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't, I was like, I didn't want to be like, excuse you.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
maybe
totally
he was
a fair boundary to set.
Yeah.
Some people don't care as much. Everybody cares a little bit.
It's just
so,
like,
some people want to know the history, but then they don't need to hear about it anymore.
I don't want to hear the history until I'm ready to be like, tell me about your exes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just me personally. I don't want to hear about all the girls you fucked. Because then it's like, do you want to hear about all the guys I fucked?
I think
all
you're
all those nerdy improv boys.
I know that it didn't happen for you and me, but I think you're pretty.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I feel like that you need that alluring factor. Like when people are attracted to each other, like it doesn't take a lot of work.
You're right.
It might take work after for the people to mm-hmm. work out their own bullshit and learn how to like treat each other and stuff like that. But that initial like pull or tug is like you can't force
mm-hmm.
it and you don't have to do any work for it to happen.
But we weren't doing work at first and then he just stopped.
But this guy's going through sobriety and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He, who,
I mean, he's got his own shit.
I quit drinking, and sometimes when you're changing like a major habit, like you become self-conscious about all of your decisions, and you're like, well, I'm forcing myself to not drink even though I don't want to drink. Maybe I'll go on six dates even though I'm not sure with this person. But maybe he knew like date two.
Oh, maybe. Here's a question.
Okay.
Do you think you're an alcoholic? Is that a rude question?
Oh, it's not rude. It's not rude. Maybe. My dad definitely was. I'm going to go on this. I'm going to say yes. But sometimes I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know how to answer it. I know that if I'm not drinking, since I quit drinking, I have not done anything catastrophically stupid to my life.
That's good.
And back when I was drinking, I did like a handful of catastrophically stupid things.
Us making out was not one of them. Thank you. It was a very good kiss.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was only going to be temporary when I stopped, and then like I just felt a lot better, and I just said I'm just going to go with it. It just sort of like if things are working, I stop trying to intellectualize how to label it or whatever. You know, I quit drinking. My dad drank too much. I was like, I guess I'm just going to be someone who doesn't drink. The term alcoholic's weird. I never. Sometimes it's a little. It feels self-indulgent almost to say that. It's like I think people try to mythologize their own problems. Like, no, I'm complicated. Like, I'm super complicated. I have this, like, thing that's like a disease.
No one's ever that complicated. You either drink or you don't. My sister doesn't drink. She's drank maybe three times in her life.
In her whole life.
Yeah. She just is a little person who doesn't like to drink.
Wow. Plus, when I got older, it physically starts to affect you a lot more. You know, like when I was 30 and I would drink a lot, I'd be hungover. It would suck. But when I was 40 and I drank a lot, like I'm murdered for like – I would be depressed 4 days later.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
it's
God damn.
Very tough to come back from like just a real rager.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much done for like a day. I used to be able to get very, very drunk and then work the next day kind of slightly drunk.
Yeah.
Ooh, way.
I think a lot of people in their 20s go through that, maybe even 30s, but like
no, now I can't do it.
Somebody pointed out to me like the 2 day after sadness. So like, you know, when you're physically sick from being drinking, you know it. Then it goes away, you feel great. But then somebody I noticed, oh, I was in a bad mood for 24 more hours.
It's because we're poisoning ourselves.
Yeah, it's like a depressant.
We gotta do drugs. I went and saw Lady Gaga for my birthday.
How was it?
Mushrooms and then Molly midway through. It was great.
Yes. Yeah.
But then I woke up the next day and was like, man, I've never been sadder. Oof. Because after the concert, we went to a diner and laughed for like an hour and a half. And then I guess I like depleted all my endorphins. And then the next day, ooh, wee, I was so sad.
I've had that happen.
You drank mushroom tea and took some Molly?
I've done Molly like three or four times.
To do Molly with you, Will Hines. I think it would be so much fun.
I think you're just going to try to make out again. No.
Probably. Ooh. It was a good kiss, Will Hines. Can I go into more detail about it?
If you want, yeah. I am just going to announce that I feel incredibly awkward right
now.
But
I won't.
No, I don't mind it.
Nope,
I don't mind if you
I
do.
Won't
no, no,
do
I can.
It.
I think it's good for me.
No, I won't do it. Yeah. I'll just leave it as it was good.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this, Will Hines.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I honestly, like, I love that we're friends, and I think you're, like, one of the coolest people. And when you, like, want to do stuff with me, like, and when we do improv shows or we do this, or we just even, like, hang out and, like, say hi, I feel, like, good.
I feel the same way.
It's, like, validating.
You're a good person to be around because I think you're so funny and nice and – when I started UCB in New York, I felt like it was very cliquey.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, how do you do this? How do you break into these cliques?
Yes.
And I thought you were very nice and open and inviting.
Oh, I hope so.
Then after we made out, I made you teach me improv.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot that was after.
There was a 401 class that I took with you where I would do scenes and you go, I don't know, Nicole, that was funny.
I know. I didn't know. I just like everything you did made me laugh. So I didn't know like what to say.
Then we had that weird kid in class. I can't remember his name. But
I remember
him. He would eat food so close to your face.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, can you stop?
Yeah.
And then he had a blog and he took a picture of me on the back wall and put it on his blog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because we had matched on OkCupid. And every time I saw him come into the training center, I would hide under the desk because he had crazy hair and he was like a little off.
Yeah.
And then we ended up in class together and there was no way to avoid him.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You shouldn't.
I think
have
he's
to put
doing
up
well.
That.
He's like acting and.
I know.
Shit.
I know exactly who you mean, and I feel bad. You should have been protected from that.
Hey, it's okay. There's a lot of monsters in this world.
That's true, but you are important, and to the. I mean,
oh,
you made the UCB a better place. So, like,
oh,
if I did even a little bit to make you feel better, I'm glad.
No, it's great.
And
I started watching The Stepfathers, and I was like, "That's what I want." Stepfathers and Death by Ruru. Old Death by Ruru with Jackie Clark.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, man.
Man, that was those were good
Jackie
shows.
Wrote on my show, and it was like the – it warmed
your
my
hero.
Heart
like
so much. Yes.
Yeah. And she's one of the funniest people
yeah,
ever. Yeah.
I couldn't go to the interview, but I wrote down on a piece of paper something for Avi to tell. I was like, please tell her that I came up watching her, and I respect her so much. And if she worked on my show, I would lose my mind.
You could have just told her. I think she would have
– Well, I held her on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I still do. I still think Jackie is – the funniest person I know.
Some of the funniest improv I've ever seen has been Jackie.
So funny.
For sure.
And she doesn't do it anymore, which...
I know, it's a shame. Probably good for her life, but it's
a shame. Oh, yeah,
she's
got two kids and a husband. She happy.
Yeah.
Well, my next guest is here.
Okay. Well, it's been an honor to be... I don't know what episode this is going to be.
This is one!
All right, we started it off. Woo! Are you only asking people on that you've made out with? Is this going to be like a...
yep. One guy I've made out with, one guy I slept with, one guy I blew in a bathroom.
Is that true?
I have not asked him if we could talk about it yet. So we'll see how that goes. And then one guy whose floor I peed on in New York.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to try to do as many people I've, like, hooked up with as possible and be like, why don't you date me?
Right.
And then my male comic friends be like, why wouldn't you date me?
Yes.
Or, like, why don't you think I'm good to date? I don't know. I'm trying to, like, get to the bottom
You're
of this
going there, yeah.
without paying my therapist.
You're doing it for real. You're really... Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you, Will.
Good to see you, Nicole.
Good to see you.
Bye.
And if you like what you hear on this podcast, you should rate me 5 stars. And when you rate me 5 stars, I would love for you in the comments to hit on me. And I will read the best pickup line or best hit it on thing. How do I say that? The best line, there we go, that people say. So here are some examples of what I'm looking for. Sit on my face. That's good. It's straight to the point. Or at Nicole Byer. Hey, big sexy. Show me your toes. Hashtag shh. That's a good one. Here's another good one. I love your natural hair, even down there. So get creative and get silly and get real horny because I'm very horny. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Do I have to end it anyway?
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.